deer and the antelope play.
Hello, dear friends. This is John Charles Thomas. Well, here we are again with another half hour of song, story, and music for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. For story, we have John Nesbitt, one of America's best. For music, there's Victor Young and the orchestra. And for song, the Ken Darby Chorus and myself. And now, Vic, with the preliminaries over, let's get started. We've had many requests for it, and it's been a long time coming, but here it is. The Song of the Open Road from the Strauss operetta, The Gypsy Baron.
My history has made me train wild animals, but I'm more vain, because I've really trained myself to be as spry as any elf. The circus life taught me a lot. Now the circus is finished, but I'm not, for I'm not afraid if fortune frowns at dark. I breakfast on tomorrow's question mark. Adventure is in me brain. Why, any lad should spell it well. But I always hold the whip, and I never let it slip. Whatever comes, I'll take the good and send the rest to hell. Falling free as the breeze, what's to stop me in the fight? I can live as I please. Open road, open sky. As I please, open road, open sky. My lion taming acting was enough to create quite a buzz. Wham! From Timbuktu to Samarkand, I wowed them in the hinterland. Get up, get up. I was king of the beasts on the stage. Why, the public wouldn't let me out of my cage. They loved it when the lions licked my paws. And I got the lion's share of their applause. I'll follow with the proud and the brave when the bold are gone. Whatever I wish I'll be when the wish appeals to me. For there's a thing worth more than gold. My creed, I can go on roaming free as the breeze. What's to stop me in the high? I can live as I please. Open road, open sky. I can live as I please. Open road.
Now a selection from the pen of our beloved American composer, Victor Herbert. You'll know it. It's from his romantic Irish opera, Eileen. Thine Alone. All right, Victor.
Thank you.
Roger Quilter, the English composer, had great success setting well-known texts to music. He set many of the songs in Shakespeare. One of the best known is his setting of Tennyson's Now Sleeps the Crimson Petal. Today I'm going to sing his setting of William Blake's poem, Dream Valley.
Memory, hither come and tune your merry notes, and while upon the wind your music floats, I'll pour upon the stream where sighing lovers dream, and fish for fancies as they pass within the watery glass. I'll drink of the clear stream and hear the linnet's song, and there I'll lie and dream the day along. And when night comes, I'll go to places fit for a woe, walking along the dark and valley with silent melancholy.
It's Blow the Man Down, they sing, and the well-loved Lorelei with it. Underway there, mates!
Ho! Heave! Ho! Heave! Ho! Heave! Ho!
There was an old skipper, I don't know his name.
Way, hey, blow the man down. Though he was played a remarkable game, give me some time to blow the man down.
He was becalmed in the tropical seas.
Way, hey, blow the man down. Whistled all day, but in vain for a breeze. Give me some time to blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down. Ho, 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 blow the man down.
Yo, heave, ho!
Well, a seal heard his whistle and loudly did call.
Way, hey, blow the man down. Roll up your canvas, chips, anchor and all. Give me some time to blow the man down.
Then the wind blew up a terrible gale.
Way, hey, blow the man down. Set the ship flying with nary a sail. Give me some time to blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down. Ho, 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 blow the man down.
Thank you.
true, but I'll never agree. Give me some time to blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down. Way, hey, blow the man down.
And for his chapter from the passing parade today, John Nesbitt has found some new and very human facts about one of the most famous places in our land. So, to our storyteller, John Nesbitt.
About 25 years ago, a weary and desperate army of men and women began moving by railroad and carriage and automobile toward a little American farming town that stood in the middle of a Minnesota wheat field. These people were going in search of a chance to live, for this town represents one of the most amazing dreams that ever came true in modern times. And unlike most of these meccas of the sick, there is nothing at all supernatural about it. It is simply that on March the 27th in 1888, a 22-year-old boy graduated from a 12-month medical corps and returned to his home in the farming country. A district judge, a friend of the family, dropped in. "Well, son, you're now a doctor, aren't you? And where do you plan to practice?" "Why, I expect to stay right here," said the young man. "And I also expect to become the greatest surgeon in the world." The judge smiled. And then he looked down at the strong, thin, white hands with the long, slender fingers. In each hand, the young doctor was playing with a length of thread, a surgical suture. And while he talked of his ambitions, his fingers were flying. They were tying knots in those threads, one-handed knots, and then both hands at the same time, like lightning, the fingers twisting the thread, tying the knots, tightening them, and then beginning again. And the boy was entirely unconscious of what he was doing. And the judge looked up. "The greatest surgeon in the world. Well, I believe you." In the year 1901, the editor of the medical journal called the Annals of Surgery read a report that had been mailed to him by an unknown doctor out in Minnesota. The report described the performance of 200 of the most difficult operations known to surgery, all of which had been carried out with perfect success. Said the editor, "This man is either a liar or he's a genius." And he got on a train to go out through the Midwest wheat fields and find out. And 2 weeks later, he returned to New York and he wrote his report in the journal. And on that day, the world at large first heard of a country doctor and his brother who practiced with him, Dr. Will and Dr. Charlie Mayo of Rochester, Minnesota. You see, they were the sons of a doctor. At 8, the boys could name all the bones in the skeleton that hung in their father's consultation room. Before they could spell the ordinary words of the language, they could write down every one of the jaw-breaking Latin names of the human muscles and nerves. When Charlie was 9, peeking through the office door while his father was operating, the assistant surgeon who was giving the anesthetic fainted dead away. "Charlie," shouted his father, "come in here." The little boy in knee pants climbed up on a box, administered the ether, and he helped to save the patient's life. When they graduated from medical school, Dr. Will in 1883 and Dr. Charlie 5 years later, they started going out on calls to visit their father's patients, and the two youngsters both had to grow the biggest beards they could in order to look older. But a few years later, the beards were no longer necessary, and they shaved them off. For the world had begun to beat a path to the door of the doctor's mail. One day the bus stopped in front of the little 13-bed hospital which the Sisters of St. Francis had built for the two doctors. The driver got out and he helped a little German Mennonite boy down the steps. The child had a huge lunch basket on his arm. He was blind, and on his jacket was pinned a slip of paper. "Please send me to Dr. Mayo in Rochester, Minnesota." And then by the thousands upon thousands came the sick and the suffering to this Minnesota wheat town. And the little hospital became a 14-story building where now 100,000 cases are treated each year. With them came other doctors from more than 12 different nations who came to watch and learn, and then in the course of the years, 150 of these doctors turned in their round-trip tickets, and they remained in Rochester, joining the Mayo brothers to help out in the tremendous work. 150 different physicians and diagnosticians and surgeons, each man specializing in a particular part of the intricate human machine. Year after year, each man performs the same operation until his skill at that job sometimes becomes almost unbelievable. And while such clinics can probably never supplant the general doctor, the man who may have cared for all your ills since childhood, there's a great deal to be said for this kind of teamwork in medicine. And the creating of this remarkable medical machine of 150 different doctors, all part of one team, undoubtedly is the greatest achievement of the two simple country doctors, Dr. Will and Dr. Charlie. The two masters of scientific cooperation, Dr. Will and Dr. Charlie Mayo, died just 2 months apart in the summer of 1939. A younger Dr. Mayo, the son of Dr. Charlie, now heads the famous clinic, with the 150 other specialists working beside him to treat the vast army of 225,000 men and women of children, many of whom come as their last hope for health and happiness, to this green and pleasant little town that stands in the wheat fields of the American Middle West. And on the wall there is still hanging the motto that once belonged to Dr. Will. It's a famous one, which every man who seeks to serve his fellows will always remember. And it reads, "If you do one thing well, though you dwell in the midst of a forest, the world will beat a path to your door."
Thank you, John Nesbitt.
Señor, señor, canavecles solda. Vile toreros, eve sator, pur plesir il zole tuba. Le cirque pas jour de fête, le cirque plagi hotoba. Et les spectateurs perdent la tête, les spectateurs s'interpellent. Apostrophe, écrisez ta page, poussez jusque à la fureur, car c'est la fête du courage, c'est la fête des gens de cœur. Allô, regarde, allô, allô, oui, songe en combattant, qu'un œil noir te regarde, et que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend.
Toréador, regarde, toréador, toréador.
Et songe bien, oui, songe en combattant, qu'un œil noir te regarde, et que l'amour t'attend, Coréano, l'amour, l'amour t'attend. Tout à coup, on fait silence. On fait silence. Ah, que c'est passé-t-il? Plus de cuissel à sang, plus de cuissel à sang. Le torrent s'élance en bondissant. Auditorium, il s'élance,
il entre, il frappe, un cheval roule entraînant un picador. Ah, bravo taureau, hurle la foule, le taureau, ah, il vient, et frappe encore. Alors, c'est quoi? C'est bordé, plein de fureur, il court, le cirque est plein de sang. Oh, ce sauve proche, il est grillé, c'est ton tour maintenant. Allô, regarde, allô, allô. Songe bien, oui, songe en combattant, que le noir te regarde et que l'amour t'attend, toréador, l'amour, l'amour t'attend.
Toréador, en garde, toréador, toréador.
Et songe bien, oui, songe en combattant, que le noir te regarde et que l'âme t'attend, toréado, l'amour, l'amour t'attend,
toréado,
l'amour t'attend, l'amour t'attend.
I have an apology to make. Not so long ago, I made the mistake of announcing The Bee as one of the hundreds of compositions by Schubert. I'd been under the impression all my life that the famous Bee was written by the great Franz Schubert. Now I find that it was written by another Franz Schubert. This seems to be a prevalent idea and a fairly natural mistake to make. Anyway, this will clear it up, I hope. Now our get-together number. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the big round world right in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. He's got the sun and moon right in his hands. He's got the wind and the rain in his hands. The whole world in his hands.
He's got that gambling man in his hands. He's got that blind man right in his hands. He's got that crap-shooting man in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got that little tiny baby in his hands. He's got that little tiny baby in his hands. He's got that little tiny baby right in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got everybody here. He's got the whole world in his hands.
He's got the sun and the moon right in his hands. He's got everybody here right in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.